This is no ordinary lip balm. Yes, it does give a little bit of salve for my dry lips, but its story really contains the message of our scriptures today. On the label, it says in bold capital letters, "Love Heals," and underneath, "Thistle Farms." So on Mother's Day, I tell you a story of a mom named Becca Stevens, who is an Episcopal priest in Nashville. She started Thistle Farms, which is a nonprofit dedicated to helping women survivors recover and heal from prostitution, trafficking, and addiction. They do this by providing a safe place to live, a meaningful job, and a lifelong sisterhood of support. And that's important, that last element, because relationships are so important for healing. When people lack love and or endure traumatic childhood experiences, it can give way to homelessness, addiction, further abuse and incarceration, often compounded by poverty. Thistle Farms believe that love is more powerful than all the forces that drive women to the street, and a strong community will help them not only heal, but thrive. Becca put the commandment of Jesus into practice: love one another. But I ask, how can you mandate love, especially when most people think about love as if it's a feeling? If we wait for a feeling of love before doing any acts of love, we may never learn how Jesus wants us to love. One definition of love is to think, speak, and act according to the spiritual knowledge that we are infinitely loved by God and called to make that love visible in this world in which we live. Most people know what is called the golden rule and try to live by it. Treat others as you want to be treated, or love your neighbor as yourself. But Jesus raises the bar. Instead of using yourself as the measure of doing good to someone, the standard we are to use is Jesus himself. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. And of course, Jesus practiced what he preached by dying on the cross out of love for all humanity. The second reading from the letter of John today says, God is love. God lives the fullness of love as a trinity of persons, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, giving and receiving love constantly. And this love overflows onto all creation. For those of us who accept this love, God gives the power to become his children with his own DNA, capable of loving. His love is given freely, and it frees us from all fear and timidity. At the core of our very being, every human is made in the image and likeness of God, who is love. And this is the part of us that is divine, that is able to give and receive love. And when we tap into our divine love place, we can love concretely like Jesus commands us to do, with or without the feeling. We can take risks and not be afraid of failure, of being made fun of, or of not being liked. Some people think that if they merely keep the Ten Commandments and avoid sin, they've got it made. After reading and reflecting and praying on the scriptures today, I don't think that's the full story, because some folks, while not having broken commandments, they have not broken themselves open either to love a neighbor. They can become very arrogant and judgmental of others who are not like them. The kind of love Jesus commands is universal, because every person is a candidate for receiving our acts of love. It is loving without expecting anything in return. It is a love that forgives because we are not perfect. It is sacrificial love to the extreme. One of my favorite quotes is from St. John of the Cross, and it keeps me on track with this kind of loving and to force myself sometimes to do what Christ asks us to do. St. John said, "Where there is no love, put love, and there you will draw out love." Becca Stevens did that on the streets of Nashville, and I invite you to go to the Thistle Farms website and check out the amazing stories, really, of how love transforms and brings people back to life. You know what else putting love into practice brings? Joy. These women are so filled with joy and gratitude that it visibly comes out of them in their testimonies. And what Jesus promised is true, that when we remain living in love, I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete.